We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Happy Friday. What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? I'm Haley Lewis, and this is Chiefs News Daily. We got a quick show that wraps up everything you need to know about the Kansas City Chiefs in just 10 minutes. Remember, the show drops Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Central Time on the KCSN YouTube channel. Make sure you head over there, like, subscribe, follow along. Also, join our LLC, the Loyal Listeners Club. It's free. It keeps you in the loop. It allows you to chat and interact with myself and other listeners. The link to join is under this video in the description. All right, let's get into this one. This episode brought to you by Unified Healing. Well, we all saw the Stephon Diggs blockbuster trade just 2 days ago. Diggs being traded to Houston and leaving the Chiefs' AFC rival, the Buffalo Bills, behind. Well, now reports are coming out that Diggs was told by the Bills he could not seek a trade with Kansas City. All other teams were on the table except for KC. It's the level of pettiness for me. This actually cracks me up. This was first reported by NBC Sports NFL analyst and former NFL quarterback Chris Sims. Apparently, Diggs was allowed to seek a trade from any team in the NFL besides Kansas City. It just means Kansas City really is that team, right? Sims went on to say that that's what he was told by multiple people. He was allowed to do just that. The Chiefs were the only team that they weren't going to trade to. This tells you alone all that you need to know about how the Bills really feel about the Chiefs. And it makes sense. After the Bills have played the Chiefs in the postseason 3 times since 2020 and lost in all 3 games, according to CBS Sports, although the Bills refused to even consider the option of trading Diggs to Kansas City, he could still actually end up there in 2025. The Texans' new receiver signed a revised contract on Thursday that will void the final 3 years of his deal, which means he'll be a free agent following the 2024 season. So if Diggs wants to be in Kansas City next season, he could do so as soon as next March. Let the plot thicken. I love it. The Chiefs got everybody so scared. Also, former NFL wide receiver DeSean Jackson, he went on the Kay Adams Up in Adams show this week to explain just why he thinks Diggs wasn't allowed to seek a trade with the Chiefs.
It's deeper. Like you said, it's not just him not being a football player or being able to, you know, get the statistics. You know, it's something deeper. And I can't sit here and tell you I know, but I just know as far as quarterback, receiver, they really didn't have, I wouldn't say they went eye to eye, but it was just more of him wanting to win, I think. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel like he thought they was going to be able to beat the Chiefs. That's AFC East. The AFC Conference is the Chiefs. And I feel like, I think he would rather go with the young quarterback and, you know, a new team that's thriving instead of staying with the Bills where they every year getting beat by the Chiefs.
He didn't think they could beat the Chiefs. That's a statement right there. I mean, that's...
Hey, man, we've seen it year after year after year. I mean, what is it, about four or five years? It's been tough.
All right, guys, let's head over to my favorite place, the social medias. Let's start with StatMuse. This is coming on Twitter. StatMuse NFL sharing this tweet today saying the highest win percentage over the past 100 games. In order, you're going to see the Chiefs at the top with 77%. We're going to talk about the Buffalo Bills at 67%, 64 for the 49ers and the Ravens, 62 for the Packers and the Saints, and 60 for the Cowboys. These are the only teams in the NFL right now above 60%. Staying on Twitter, another tweet to mention here. KCSN actually tweeted this out. Patrick Mahomes is only 84 yards away from becoming the Kansas City Chiefs all-time passing leader. As of now, Mahomes has thrown 28,424 yards. He's only trailing the legendary Lynn Dawson, who has 28,507 passing yards. Mahomes has already put together a Hall of Fame kind of resume, and the dude hasn't even turned 29 yet. Last up on the socials, the latest episode on New Heights. It is out. The Kelce brothers do it again. Their guest, Arnold Schwarzenegger, former governor of California and bodybuilding legend. He shared his thoughts on the NFL and how Patrick Mahomes might need to start advertising panties. You take a listen.
Joe Namath.
Joe Namath.
It. Remember Joe Namath?
Absolutely.
Of course.
From way back. Mm-hmm. So when I came to this country, I was so jealous of him.
Why is that?
Because in bodybuilding, I had to go and do bricklaying jobs. Mm. I made no money in bodybuilding.
Yeah.
There was nothing. There were no sponsorships or anything. And Joe Namath was on television, this great football player. And he was on television and I'm watching TV and I'm seeing him advertising and endorsing pantyhose. And I said, are you kidding me? This guy is the number one football player that everyone watches in America. Everyone is watching football and baseball. And I'm in a sport that no one watches. And this is like a subculture kind of a thing.
You hear that, Patty Mahomes? Pantyhose, baby.
Patty's panties.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery. That's why I'm excited Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of Chiefs News Daily. Unified Healing is a brand new and innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. Whether you're here in Kansas City or elsewhere, there are hundreds of locations across the globe. Access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/KCSN to learn more and find a center near you. That's UNIFYD healing.com/KCSN. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare providers with any questions you might have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system. Well, Tuesday night, the stadium sales tax was shot down by Jackson County voters. There's a lot left up for interpretation as both the Royals and the Chiefs organizations try to navigate next steps. The team's lease at Arrowhead runs through January 31st of 2031, which means the two sides have just under 7 years to get things figured out. In the meantime, others are chiming in. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson says he wants the Super Bowl champs in Dallas. Okay, buddy. Poke the brakes. Johnson told the Dallas Morning News he believes Dallas is big enough, growing enough, to support a second NFL franchise in the market. The mayor went on to say, Dallas was named the top sports city in the United States because we play to win. As I have said previously, our market is big enough, growing enough, and loves football more than enough to support a second NFL team, especially a franchise and an owner with deep roots here. Apparently, Johnson has been talking about wanting to add a second team in Dallas market since 2022. In a tweet dating back on May 5th of 2022, Johnson wrote, "The answer is Dallas. Why? Well, we're about to pass the Chicago Metro and become the number 3 metro in the U.S., which would make us the largest U.S. metro without two teams. Football is king here. Dallas needs an expansion team, and we would be able to sustain two NFL teams better than L.A. or New York." This tweet was in response to a tweet put out by NFL on CBS asking, "If the NFL announced a new expansion team, what city do you think would deserve it?" This mayor really likes Twitter, apparently. He also tweeted this out right after the vote didn't pass on Tuesday night. It's a picture of Arrowhead Stadium saying, "Welcome home, Dallas, Texans." Per Bleacher Report, the Dallas market has never had two NFL teams playing at the same time. The Texans only played one season in the league in 1952 before the franchise folded. The Cowboys played their first season in 1960. Lamar Hunt, Clark's father, founded the Dallas Texans in 1959 as one of the original teams in the American Football League. They shared the Cotton Bowl with the Cowboys for 3 seasons. The Texans relocated to Kansas City and rebranded as the Chiefs in 1963. Now, they won 3 AFL titles and defeated the Minnesota Vikings in Super Bowl IV in the final game before the AFL and NFL merged into one single league. Now, today, another headline concerning the Jackson County sales tax has emerged. Marty Sherman, who is the wife of Kansas City Royals owner John Sherman, says both the Royals and Chiefs are done negotiating with Jackson County. She said, and quote, "Unfortunately, neither team will work with Jackson County again." She said this on a comment on a public Facebook post. "They have been working behind the scenes for 2 years attempting to get a location approved. which was, I think, Frank White's plan all along. In any case, most unfortunate for sports fans in KC. The lack of leadership has lost the city two treasured assets. I mean, if you don't support the Chiefs after three Super Bowl wins, why would they stay? We'll be lucky if both teams wind up in Kansas, at least still in the area. Let us know in the comments how you feel about this situation, what you think should happen concerning the Chiefs and the Royals' lease, which is ending in Kansas City in 2031. All right, guys, that does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. Again, if you haven't joined the LLC, sign up. This is me telling you to sign up, the Loyal Listeners Club. It keeps you in the loop. We want to hear from you. We want you to chat with other fans and interact with our crew over at KCSN. Plus, you win cool prizes. Prizes like a Trent McDuffie signed jersey. Also, check out the other prizes in the description below is how you click the link to join. Right now, there's also a ticket to our NFL Draft Watch Party. KCSN hoodie, also raffling off a Zoom call with a KCSN host to talk all things Kansas City Chiefs. All right, guys, that does it for another episode. We will see you back on Monday, 7 p.m. Central Time. Hope you have a great weekend.